Leggy, a festive day here in the locker room, all kinds of media here. I guess the first question with Radulov returning is, have you envisioned this happening over a while? I guess you put it out of your mind, but did you ever think, hey, this day was going to come at some point?
No, not really. I didn't really expect him to come back. And, you know, he went home and played. He's getting paid a lot of money over there to be the face of the league. And, you know, we didn't really expect it. It's kind of unexpected, but we'll move on. He's a good hockey player. He's going to help our team, and that's all we can hope for is he comes in and he's got a positive attitude and we can move forward.
But a pleasant surprise, I guess, to have a guy of his skill if he can. As you've been talking all along, this is a pretty good hockey team with or without him, and hopefully he could just add to it.
Yeah, it is. We got 92 points so far through 73 games for a reason, obviously. Rads is going to help us, I think, do some things on the ice, and it gives us a little boost in the locker room, I think, for the last 9 games. So we'll see what happens here. You know, it's going to be interesting to see him get into the game, and, you know, he's got to adjust to a smaller ice surface and those types of things, so it'll be interesting.
What can you do to help him out at all? I mean, you're one of the few guys that actually played with him. Is this kind of thing that has to happen naturally?
I don't know. I mean, obviously you got to help him out all over the ice. He's going to need some help the first couple games and, those types of things. It's a smaller ice surface. There's teams pushing for playoff spots and all those types of things, and that's tough, I think. I mean, he's coming into you're trying to catch a moving train. He's been off for a couple weeks, so, you know, we just got to help him out, and, you know, that's me and, you know, Webbs and Suits, the guys that have been around him, so help him out as much as we can with getting acclimated to the team, the system, and doing those types of things.
Does he seem the same to you? I know you probably haven't seen him much for 4 years, but he seems like he's got that same personality.
Yeah, he does. He's pretty exuberant and, loves to be around, like, the game, the guys, and do those types of things. So it's pretty fun. Obviously, he loves to score. He loves to play the game, and he competes, and he's very emotional about the game. So I think that's a good thing to have, and you know, every guy needs to have it right now down the stretch.
Do you feel like your game meshes well with him? I know you were skating with him at practice today. Maybe you get to play with him in some games here. Do you think your games match together pretty well?
Yeah, I think so. I think Rads likes to play the offensive side. I can play, I can help him out in the D zone and let him do those things offensively. And, if he doesn't have to spend as much energy on defense, he can spend it on offense. I think that's a good thing. If I can help him out offensively, obviously me and Patrick have been going pretty well down the stretch here so far. So we got to keep that going with Alex. Alex is going to pick up, you know, he's going to do things out there that you're not going to expect sometimes, and you have to be ready for everything, I think. Obviously, he's a talented hockey player, and he sees things that other guys don't see.
All right, finally, I know you're probably a little disappointed in the Wolverines. How bad did that screw up your bracket, their loss right here in this building last Friday night?
My brackets are all screwed up. I think the two seeds losing the 15s might have screwed it up a little more, but... You know, it's a tough year for the brackets. I think, obviously, Vegas is pretty happy.
David, thanks a lot.
Thank you.